Blog Talk Radio.
Bless you. Lord, bless.
Good morning, good morning, and welcome to Joy and Peace Outreach, where your host is none other than Overseer Sadie Elliott. I'm glad and elated that you stopped by the show today. Whether you're listening by radio or archives, I am so glad that you have stopped by. We have a wonderful show that's in place for today. But before we start, let me say a few words of prayer. Gracious Father, we come this morning to say thank you. Thank you for waking us up this morning to see a brand new morning that we have never seen before. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that if it had not been for you on our side, where would we be today, dear Heavenly Father? We want you to shine on this program. It's not about Sadie, dear Heavenly Father. It's all about you and getting the word out, even through blog talk, dear Heavenly Father. I ask you, dear Heavenly Father, to bless my neighbors everywhere, on each side of me, behind me, on top of me, in front of me, dear Heavenly Father. All those that came online this morning, cover them with the blood of Jesus. Cover their homes, their families, dear Heavenly Father. You already know what's going on, dear Heavenly Father. So we ask you, dear Heavenly Father, for you to come and do what you do best, dear Heavenly Father. And we're going to give you the praise today. Anyone that needs to be healed that's listening to this broadcast, Lord, let them be healed today, dear Heavenly Father, by your power, by your touch, dear Heavenly Father, because we know it's all from you. In the blessed name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, and thank God. Well, today, I have a most interesting topic for you today, and it is, do we have the right motive? You know, so many people do things with the wrong motive, but I'm asking you as an individual today, saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost, with the burning fire, are you doing the things the right way with the right motive, or do you have an ulterior motive when you do something? So we're going to go and dissect it a little bit this morning. Anyone that would like to say anything on the phone, just hit one on your keypad on this topic, and I will be more than happy to bring you in, because I like to get views of other people and what they're thinking on topics that we have. You know, first, let me say what the meaning of motivate. It's some inner drive that's on the inside of you, an impulse that calls one to act in a certain way. As followers of Jesus, why we seek to obey God is as important as what we do. We need to do the right thing in the right way, for the right reason. You know, Jesus said, let your light shine before men so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven. You know, we will consider how Jesus applied that principle to three areas of our lives today. And the ones I chose was giving, praying, and fasting. We are to do good. We are to work to glorify God. And we are to have motivation. We are to have practice. You know, we are to glorify God, not ourselves. You know, as follower of Jesus, I kept thinking, why we seek to obey God is as important as what we do. He wants us to do the right thing in the right way for the right reason. You know, we have so many people doing things, but not for the right reason. You think they're doing it for the right reason, but when you really, when it boils down to it, not everybody, but some, God will give you discernment on who's really doing something the right way. You know, he urged us to honor Jesus, not for the praises of others, but, you know, to honor him. And whatever we do, we are to do and have the right motive. You know, so many people say they're going to do this and do that, but then they're going to talk about it. They're going to run you down because God gave it to you to do, and you're doing it for the right reason. I'm going to give you some examples this morning on what I'm saying. This one is not in scripture, but you'll be able to relate. You was in a grocery store, and you only went to get about five items that you wrote down. This is a good example. And when you came out the store, you had two and three bags of groceries. And when you went in, you said, I'm only going to spend $15 or $20. But as you was passing down the aisle, God was speaking to your inner spirit and say, pick that up. Pick this up. You didn't know really why you was picking that up, because you were saying, well, no, I only came in here for two or three items. Why am I getting all this here? You take it on home. Stay with me right now. Don't get off. Stay home. And as you get home and you go to putting up the merchandise you've gotten out of your bag, sometimes you realize you find the things that you really want to get. That's what you take out the bag. But the other stuff up, you'll say, I don't know, for what, some strange reason, I didn't put that in the cabinet. Or if you put it in the cabinet before that day out or the week is out, you're going to get a call. The Holy Ghost, one, going to start ministering to you during the night or during the day. Say, you know that stuff you bought at the grocery store? I want you to go get it together and take it to Miss Jane's house. I'm going to use Miss Jane today. You had the right motive. But when you messed up, instead of going straight to Miss Jane's house like the Lord told you, you called two or three people. Girl, I don't know why I'm got to go to Jane's house and take these groceries. She got more than me. See, you were doing it. You started off doing it for the right reason. But then you went to, instead of letting God continue on dealing with you, you went to trying to take that upon yourself and start putting in what you wanted to do instead of doing what they do. And, you know, that's where we make our mistake. We have to do what God say do, not what we want to do, but do what God say do. And once we do what God say do, we won't go wrong. And so that was one good example that I was giving you. And some other example through the word of God is when you go to the church. I'm going to bring that up. I'm going to give you a different example on do we have the right motive. God told you to do something at your place of worship because we are the church. But before you do it, or if you do it, you're grumbling, you're complaining. If you saw a need and God told you to do that need, do that need. Don't complain about it. Don't worry about it. If you see the bathroom need cleaning, don't worry about it because they have somebody high. They might have been sick yesterday and couldn't make it in. But you went in. You can go ahead and clean it up, put some toilet paper in there, paper towel, soap, or whatever it is they need. Go on. You don't have to call a soul and say a word. But that's when you're being you have the right motive. You're being motivated, and you're glorifying God. You ain't trying to glorify the people. You know, they're like the word say, let your light shine before. You know, it's before God. We like to make it shine before the men so we can get accolades. We can get pat on the back. Oh, I done this for Miss So-and-so. Oh, I done that for Brother So-and-so. Oh, I done that for that little girl. No, no, no. It's better to give than to receive. And if you're praying, that's one of my tag words. Pray about everything. And when God tell you something through your prayer, do what God say do. If you're fasting, fast on what God told you to fast. Everybody jumps on the bandwagon the first of the year. They're going to fast. A lot of people say, I'm going to lose weight. I'm going to go on this diet, that diet. And I'm gonna But first of all, did you go before God and ask God, when should I fast and what should I fast from? You know, a lot of time, fasting don't just mean not eating food. He might need you to fast from that telephone. Do you have the right motivation? Or are you doing it for the right reason? He may have told you, turn the TV off. Personally, myself, I didn't know why, but you know it didn't work for a whole year. I have not turned my TV on. That's me. I just came off a 21-day fast because I was seeking spiritual things, not materialistic things, but spiritual things from the Lord. And so that means we have to turn our minds to what God wants us to do, not what the people want. The people are going to talk about you regardless, but you got to start doing what God say do. And, you know, as I was reading the scripture over in Matthew's, the 6th chapter, and verses 1 through, you can go 13 or 14, and I was reading about the different things that was going on in the Word of God. And even in the first book, it say, take heed that you do not your alms before men to be seen of them. Otherwise, you have no reward of your Father which is in heaven. If you're doing it just for the men and women to see what you've done, you're doing it for the wrong motive. But when you're doing it for God, nobody knows you've done it but you and God. And verse 2 says, therefore, when thou dost thy alms, do not sound a trumpet before thee. That means whatever you're going to do, you ain't got to call everybody, sister, brother, cousin, aunties, uncles. Just do what God have called and commissioned you to do. You don't have to say a word to anybody. And verse 3 said, but when thy dust arm, let not thy left hand know what thy right hand doing. You know, a lot of people had been asking last year, what do that mean? Not letting your left hand know what your right hand doing. Well, all the time when you do something, you ain't got to go tell this one that you done it. Just do it. Go on. God will give you the reward in due season. Just do what you're going to do, what God have told you to do, so you have the right motive. And so many people nowadays are doing things for the wrong reason. Let's start as men and women of God doing things for the right motive and not the wrong motive. You know, Jesus taught that our righteousness must surpass that of the scribes and the Pharisees. Yet he warned, be careful not to practice, there's one of the words right there, not to practice your righteousness in front of people. Did you hear me? In front of people. Do what God have called you to do. You can stay behind the scene and get so many things done. And when you set up and they be saying, well, we don't know it was an angel, somebody come by and done such and such a thing. When I woke up, he was a bag of groceries on my stair. Or I'm needed a part for my car. Here it was, sitting on my doorstep in a bag, and I didn't know what it was. Open it up, just what I needed. God had provided. I don't know who gave, but I thank God for whoever did. See, they didn't make a big moderation. They went on and did what they were supposed to do, what God said. But we have to watch the voices that we are hearing in the land. It's too many voices going out in the land that we can't even hear what the right voice and the right motive, what God is saying. You know, Jesus was stressing the motivation for what we do. Yeah, that's where the next tag word I had, motivation. We have to have motivation. Get up. You talking about, oh, I got a throat ache. I got a backache. Sure, your back may be, your throat might be sore. But you may have gotten a call from a senior citizen, that's another example, that need to get to the doctor. Don't have a way or don't have money to even ride the city bus if it's one there in that town. But when you think about it, bundle yourself, God going to take care of you. He's sending you on another mission. Get up. Girdle yourself up. You ain't going to have to call nobody and tell them what you're doing. When you come back, unless God tell you, you don't have to call nobody and say where you've been and what you do. That's not their business because he gave you that assignment. If we would start working on the assignment that God give us, we would have the right motive and what he having us to do. You know, when you think about it, to the contrary, Jesus applied the word to people who pretended to be religious and do religious act. How many people have you run across for the whole week? And this is just Wednesday. But say from Sunday to today, either by phone or in person, they're doing things cliche as a religious thing. But are they doing it? Do they have the right motive? Are they showing love? Are they showing kindness? Or are they just going through the motion? God know your heart. Unless you have some good discernment, you may not realize why they're doing it. But God know why they're doing it. You know, and we want to win the approval of humans rather than to honor God or serve others. You know, he declared that those who do so will have no reward from your Father in heaven. You know, like when you get to heaven, I'm going to paraphrase this, and you go before when he opened that book and say everything you've done, good or bad. Well, if I did this and I did, well, you can't call back all them people that you did. He's going to say recognition and applause from men will be their only reward. That's what you want. You wanted to be applauded because you made flowers for the church. Or you want to be applauded because you did something for the pastor family. No, no, no. Do it with a good heart, not grudgingly, not with the wrong motive, but do it with the right motive. You know, contrary, Jesus counseled us to make giving to the poor a quiet, personal thing. I was on Facebook this morning early, and I saw something. This is another example I'm telling you about, the right motive. These two men was in their vehicle, went to get their gas, seen and heard the lady was paying for her gas with pennies. Excuse me. Didn't get out of ridicule. They come together to see how much they had apiece. They got out. The lady didn't want to take the money. But God had touched their heart. That was that love. It wasn't, I want to be seen by nobody. But they gave her the money. Another example was a child needed shoes for school and clothing. His teacher seen the need. She didn't get on worrying about who was. She didn't get out and publicize it. When she come, the little boy would always help her at school. He had the right motive. He was just doing stuff to help his teacher. But his teacher seen what he need. She didn't call his parents or nobody. When the little child come back to school, he was sitting at the desk getting his lesson. And she stood in front of him. And when he raised his head up, here was a bag. And he opened the bag with them beautiful pair of tennis shoes on. And, you know, I feel touched right now. How she was motivated with love and compassion for somebody else less fortunate than herself. That little child cried. Good-sized little boy. He cried because he didn't tell nobody what he needed. He told it to God. And God sent somebody who wasn't doing the thing for accolades on the back and they signed on neon light. They did it with love. And here this little boy, you know, you can't help but be touched when somebody do something for you for the right motive, not the wrong motive. And that's what we're talking about today. I find myself all the time trying to help people, even where I live at, because I got the right motive. But they take it wrong where they don't need it or they don't want it. That's good. So, God, you direct me. That's where you sent me. But they don't want it, so you send me somewhere else where they would appreciate it. So that's what we do. We move on. We don't just stay stuck in that thing. We keep doing what God has, because God is the one rewarding you. You ain't got to worry about man rewarding you. Worry about what God wants to do with you. You know, there are people who do good things for the wrong reason, like I said earlier. It might seem at the offset that they're trying to do what is right, but it ends up that they only do it for their own benefit. You've seen that. People want to call everybody, well, you know, I went and did this for so-and-so. They needed their light bill paid. And you didn't have the money, but you knew somebody else that could help. God had already directed you. If you can't do it, God ain't going to give you something he know you can't do. He going to give you something that he know you capable of doing. That's why he know you got the right motive. But if some people are go by behind your back and so say so many malicious things that you will say, well, I really don't want that person to do anything for me. And just be careful when you do an act of service for someone. Just go ahead and do it and say, God, I thank you. When you get back home or wherever you're going, you feel so good. You may be in line at the store and somebody need 10 cents. The checkout clerk want to put everything back for that 10 cents. Shoot on truck. But you stand there and say, oh, wait a minute, here you go. It ain't going to take nothing off of you. You had a whole pocket full of change anyway. That person don't know how to keep thanking you, thanking you, thanking you. Somebody might be standing in McDonald's or Burger King that need to get something to eat, and you don't know what to do. And then what you know, they don't know what to do. I'm going to say it like that. Forgive me. I phrased that wrong. And then you pull out, God just blessed you with $2 or $3 extra. And that's exactly what they needed. It wasn't for you. You thought that was for you. But God had that blessing for somebody else. And I'm going to give you a good example for me. Just this week, coming from the nursing home, I said, oh, my car is so dirty. And it needs a good wash. And so I stopped off. I needed some more quarter. Put my $5 in the machine to get some quarters to wash. I'm showing you how, when you got the right motive. I knew what I had in my wallet. Excuse me. But I was willing to sacrifice that $5 to clean my car. I didn't have $20 or $25 to pay somebody. So let me do that. I'm telling you about me for the right motive. So when I put that $5 in the machine, it didn't go in. All of a sudden, God blew a $5 right by me. I looked at the machine. I run after the $5. I put my foot on it, stopped it. When I got back, the same $5 I started out with, y'all, was hanging in the machine. The wind didn't blow it away. And here, the law was saying, I know what your motive was to clean your car. But I know you're going to need that $5 for something else. Here God sent. The wind just blew the $5 right in front of me, and I run up that $5 like I was running after me. I'm sure because I had the right motive to get my car clean, and I was using my last $5 to get the chain to clean the car. I had the right motive. And then when he blessed me with it, I was so thankful. I would just stand up there saying, God, I thank you. And nobody was at the laundromat, at the car wash, but me. So I can't say it come from somebody else just standing there. I'm showing you how God will bless you with the right motive. Today, a lot of you all, when you do things, do it with the right motive. Don't do it malicious. You ain't got to call nobody and tell them you done thus and so for somebody. If God put it on your heart to do something for somebody, it's a reason. Go do it. Say, thank you, Lord. What's the next assignment? That was an assignment for you that day. Say, God, what's my next assignment? When he's seen he can trust you to do that assignment, he'll give you another one. And we got to keep the wrong motive for doing good out of our vocabulary. We got to know that we know that we know what God is saying. You know, as I was going through this here for today, and he just brought these different examples what he have done in my life. But when you give to the needy, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your giving may be in secret. A lot of people want to be a show when they get to, I'll give an example, at churches and stuff, just because they can put big money. All you might have was $2 to your name, but you put it in with a good heart. You didn't worry about when I'm going to get $2 more or what going to happen. But God saw your motive. You wanted to give. That's one of the tag words in my program today, giving. Whatever you have, don't you know God gave it to you? You can't take nothing with you when you leave here. So why not share what you have with somebody else? When I leave off of this broadcast today, I'm going to open up the building to be able to share clothing, food, household goods, Bible, book material, all kind of religious stuff. Whoever come in that have a need, I'm there. Here you go, with a good heart. I ain't got to get on the broadcast. I ain't got to call nobody because I'm going with the good and the right motive. And that's what God wants us to do. So that when you're giving, it may be in secret, but just think about your Father who see what is done in secret will reward you openly. You know, some people downplay the truth, but there is a legitimate reward motive into the Christian life, and that's what he wants us to do. And in my conclusion today, that is why it's all about laying our reward down at the feet of Jesus, because he deserved the glory and praise. Without him in us, none of us would be good or do good. It is just not in us without God. You know, for this invitation, I invite you tonight, or this afternoon or whatever time it is in your area, just to praise God, praise the name of Jesus, whether it is for the work he allowed you to get or whether he allowed you to give today, just come to God and say thank you. He may have opened a door for you, a new job. Tell God thank you. Give him the praise. Give him the glory. He may even open the door where you needed a car, a vehicle. A vehicle come in from, you didn't even have money to go put out on the vehicle, but God opened that door and gave you a brand new vehicle. What are you to do? See, you had the right motor. You kept going in that pup-pup. You kept catching the city bus, or you was catching Uber. But God saw the need, and he blessed you with it. So today, all the people that came on the line, thank you so much for coming in. You may not have said anything, but I hope it was something that I said today to let you know to do things with the right motive. Don't do nothing for God or people with the wrong motive. God's sitting high, and he's looking low. He wants you to be able where he can trust you. And if he can't trust you, my. So today I want y'all to walk in boldness. And before I close, I'll say a prayer. Lord, as we walk in your spirit of strength and love today, may others see what life in you is like. It isn't merely religion or a list of rules and regulations. Rather, it's real life full of adventures, challenges, wonders, joy, and peace, all in the context of relationship with you. And as I look through the energy you provide, thank you for the spirit of boldness today that enabled me to live out my faith without fear, for doing the right things with the right motive. And until next week, I want each one of you all to be blessed. Do come back next week where we will have another exciting topic that we will be on. And if anyone would like to come on and share, always hit one on your keypad. Or if you would like to bring a topic that you want to come on and talk about, text me to Joy and Peace, care of blogtalkradio.com, or just email me at SadieAura.com. At AOL.com, I'm sorry, Sadie.Aura at AOL.com, and I will get it. Or SadieEllen47@gmail.com. Would love to hear from you all. Give us some feedback and let us know how we've done. Been on the broadcast 13 years, and I'm not tired yet on this broadcast. So please, I thank you so much for tuning in today. I hope I said something today that gave you the right motive to go out today, wherever you're located in the United States of America, that you would show somebody the right motive that you're doing, that you don't have to call and get everybody else involved. You do what's right, and God will reward you. And until next Wednesday, be blessed. I love each and every one of you all. You know I have my little saying, if I had the tentacles of an octopus, I would hug each one of you all and tell you just how much I love you. And until next Wednesday, be blessed. Bye-bye.